Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. What a great selection. I mean, here it is. It's Super Bowl weekend. Super Bowl weekend. You need to stock up. I mean, really stock up for all your Super Bowl parties. Great selection of beverages. I mentioned beer. The domestics, they have just a wide array. Snacks, pickle bar, hot, fresh roasted peanuts. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Penn State with one more letter of intent. It is our intention to have James Franklin on the show Tuesday. We don't have it quite locked down yet. We're working on it. But it looks like Tuesday we're going to talk to him about the event that will be in the Jordan Center Wednesday, where they'll open the doors, I think, at 5, and the event starts at 6. People have asked, oh, you must be excited to go to it. I will not be there because I will be on a plane to East Lansing. The charter leaves at 3:30. So, but he will be there. It'll be an event. LeVar Arrington. I talked to LeVar on Tuesday. I probably talked to LeVar for maybe 10 minutes on Tuesday. He is coming up for the event. Michael Motti will be here for the event as well. They have right now 5 early entries, so they're in, including the quarterback Michael O'Connor. And they have 19 verbal commitments. They picked up another one, another verbal commitment yesterday. So they're at 19 going into the final weekend. They can hand out one more scholarship. So, plus they have a couple of preferred walk-ons I know they really like.
Is there a direction that you think they're going, or is that something you can't comment about? I don't want to violate any NCAA rules either.
No, I'm not really sure there's a direction in terms of like the amount. I know they've targeted certain players that they want to fill that last spot with, hoping they can get one of them to fill that last spot. But the target list is a small group now. All right. And that's where they are. And then of course we'll be able to talk about all these guys in full, no problem whatsoever, when it comes time to discuss this class. Jack Ham and I both feel the same way. I think there's a recruiting service right now that, you know, as you know how I felt about recruiting, it's really not until I see these guys I can get a better feel for it. I've seen one recruiting service as Penn State 16th and another 19th. Based on what I've seen just in the last 3 weeks, this will be the last year James Franklin's out of the top 10 in recruiting. How about that?
Well, you know what he said a couple of weeks ago: dominate the state, and then go from there.
Well,
and he seems to be a really good recruiter, and I'll tell you that, because think of all those kids he worked with at Vanderbilt that, you know, just transferred over and maybe weren't even be looked at by Penn State and didn't think twice about it.
Well, that'll be something I talk to him about, should we get him on the show Tuesday, is to talk to him about building relationships and how important relationship building happens to be, which then in turn allowed what happened with high-profile guys in that recruiting class saying, I want to go to Penn State. It's also a class that, and I can tell just based on what I'm reading about various individuals, speed and quickness means something. Speed and quickness means something. I mean, of the early entries he has a defensive end, a defensive tackle, a quarterback, a wideout, and an offensive lineman among the early entries. And then it's a real mix across the board as to what they have. And of course, they're already doing 15 and 16 recruiting right now too. So I mean, that's where they are. It's going into the last weekend. They've got one more, and they've got a relatively small target list right now. You know, to try and fill it with.
Well, you talk about the rating system all the time and not holding much, you know, thought into that.
No, I really don't. It's for the fans. I think, right. And it's for the fans. I think it's great. Because everybody can talk, you know, at least get a feel of where they think their recruits might be and so forth. But all that plays out in reality because that jump from high school to college, there have been enough guys that have made it look easy where people think it's easy and it's not.
Well, when you look at it, like these guys that are listed as five-star athletes, Alabama's got five of them, and Ohio State has one, and Texas A&M has three, you know, Penn State may not have any right now on their list, but these three-star guys and four-star guys could easily become a five-star guy when they get in the right system. And that's what I think is going to be, you know, that what you can get out of a three-star guy that nobody was thinking was going to be any better, that's what really makes a difference.
It's just all about transition. Who can transition over? Because remember, you know, you could talk about a five-star or a three-star guy. Well, when they get to camp, it's all going to be comparable talent they're going against. How do you handle it? You could be a five-star guy not going up against great talent. I don't know. So that's what makes – that's the part that nobody takes into account. Is the jump from high school to college. They just see a star label and go, okay, well, no problem. Well, no, it's a lot of problems. I've seen five-star guys that were so-called five-star guys, and all of a sudden they go up against somebody that's just as big and strong as they are, and uh-oh. And then I've seen other five-star guys come in, and they are the look of the next level. It just depends. Everything just depends on the individual and who can adjust and who can't.
You know what I don't hear a lot of people talking about, though, Steve, is when we talk about the speed difference between making the transition from high school to college, but what about the atmosphere and the school side of things? That can be difficult as well for a student-athlete to make the transition from high school to college. I mean, high school to college alone without having athletics surrounded with it can be tough for some kids.
Well, I mean, the academic part comes into play far more for football players than elite basketball players. Elite basketball players, take the Jabari Parker, Andrew Wiggins, Julius Randle. Okay, let's take those three guys. And let's just discuss it in the realm of reality. They only have to be good in school for one semester.
Yeah, that's very true.
Okay. After that, right now you can. Yeah, Mike Krzyzewski won't let you, but I mean you're still eligible if you're skipping every class because you're going to the draft. Football's a little different. You know you got to be there 3 years, so you better go to class, keep yourself eligible, and training camps and practices will tell you whether you're really smart going after your degree or not. So that is going, and the event's going to be in the Jordan Center Wednesday. They open the doors at 5. 6 o'clock is going to be the event. James Franklin will be there, and Michael Motti, LeVar Arrington, among others, at this event on Wednesday. Talk about a total 180 in Penn State football when it comes to the first Wednesday of February. I mean, I would get Joe every year. Seriously. I would get an interview with Joe every year. You know that? On recruiting.
I was going to say, I would hope you get an interview with him every year, but you mean on recruiting. All right.
On recruiting. Every year I would get an interview with him on recruiting. But there was a certain way you had to go about it with him. You had to understand exactly what, you know, his parameters were in terms of what he was willing to talk about and not talk about. Well, that's fine. So you could. You could get a read from him as to how he felt about things based on that. And now you got this. Now there's an event. I mean, there's an event.
Do they sell fans tickets to it, or is it open?
No. Fans, I think it's like $5 or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, fans can go. LeVar is going to be there. Michael Mahdi's going to be there.
The concession stands will be open and everything.
That part, I assume so. I don't know. But I don't know. You may be absolutely right. Since I know I can't be there because I'll be on a plane. But we'll get more with James on Tuesday, I believe. And again, that's what we're shooting for. So. All right. Today's the last day you and I can talk about the Jerome Bettis candidacy before the big vote. We will talk about that in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Kevin will give his impassioned appeal as to why one of the poorest receiving running backs in the history of the NFL should
fair.
Be in the Hall of Fame.
That's not fair.
Yeah, he's no Matt Caron. Here on News Radio 1070 WKRK.
The Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. Sunbury Motor Company has over 300 new Fords and over 100 new Hyundais that must be sold now. Get savings up to $11,000 during the January inventory liquidation event at Sunbury Motor Company. Liquidation means vehicles need to fly off the lot as quickly as possible, and Sunbury Motors will do what it takes to earn your business now. See all of the great deals on new Fords and Hyundais now, because time is of the essence, and if you wait too long, the new Ford or Hyundai you've had your eyes on will be in someone else's driveway. At Sunbury Motor Company, they never pressure you into buying a vehicle you don't want or that's out of your price range. They want to make sure you're getting the best possible deal with the best possible service before, during, and after the sale. This is the time to buy that new Ford or Hyundai, and this is the place. Stop at Sunbury Motor Company now while the selection's at its best. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Okay, I'm going to read to you a list of names. All right.
By the way, that's your Super Bowl halftime preview, because I know you'll be watching.
Yeah, that's
halftime.
Great. I'm really excited. Yeah. After hearing that, I want to go make a sandwich. Kent Summers, Arizona Republic. Lynn Pasquarelli, CBS Atlantic. Scott Garceau, WMAR-TV Baltimore. Mark Goggin, Buffalo News. Darren Gant, Pro Football Talk in Charlotte. Dan Pompey, SportsOnEarth.com Chicago. Joe Reedy, Cincinnati Inquirer. Tony Grossi from ESPNCleveland.com, WKNR Radio. Rick Goslin, Dallas Morning News. Jeg Legwold from ESPN.com Denver. Anwar Richardson, YahooSports.com Detroit. Cliff Crystal, Green Bay Press Gazette. John McClain, Houston Chronicle. Mike Chappell from the Indianapolis Star. Sam Corvace from WJXT-TV Jacksonville. Randy Kovitz, Kansas City Star. Edwin Pope, Miami Herald. Mark Craig, the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Ron Borges, Boston Herald. Pete Finney from the Times-Picayune of New Orleans. Bob Glauber from Newsday in New York, Gary Myers, New York Daily News, Frank Cooney, the Sports Exchange in Oakland, Paul Domowicz, Philadelphia Daily News, Ed Bouchette, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Bernie Miklas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Nick Canepa from the San Diego Union-Tribune, Nancy Gay, Comcast Sportsnet San Francisco, Mike Sando, ESPN.com Seattle, Ira Kaufman, Tampa Bay Tribune, David Clymer, the Tennessean, David Elfin from 106.7 The Fan in Washington, from the Pro Football Writers Association, Daryl Ledbetter, and the At-Large Group, Howard Balzer, Gerald Bell from USA Today, John Clayton, Jason Cole from Yahoo, John Zarnecki from Fox Sports, David Goldberg, Clark Judge, Peter King, Ira Miller, Sal Palantonio, Vito Stellino, Jim Trotter, and Sharian Williams. Those are the 46 voters for the Hall of Fame.
I was going to say, let me guess, they all vote for the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yes, they do. So what? The way the process works is pretty... There really is no format to this. They get in a room and they debate this thing. And there are powerful voices in the room. And there's no presenter. Usually the person that covered said individual. Let's take Jerome Bettis, your guy. Ed Bouchette, in all likelihood, would be the one that would stand up and talk about his attributes. Then they debate it. The part that is not fair about the Pro Football Hall of Fame is that they limit it to five. That's the problem.
Now, are you ready for the fan side of this? Because I just checked it out at NFL.com. Right now, and you're allowed to pick two of the five on NFL.com. Jerome Bettis has 10% of the vote. He's just behind Michael Strahan at 11%. Everybody else is in single digits. In the modern era nominee category. I'm feeling a little better after looking at that.
Okay. Do you want to know what all of those people who voted have in common?
They're all Steeler and Giant fans? Is that what you're going to tell me next?
No. Not one of them has a vote.
I get that, too. I mean, as much as I'm a Steeler fan, Kevin Green, I don't see that happening. You know, I don't see Andre Reed. I don't see Williams at all. I know he had 55 interceptions.
No, he won't make it.
You know, Will Shields. You know, he was, I mean, what did he start all but one? One game in 14 years? Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah.
I'll see his son in a couple of weeks play against Penn State Hoops. Plays for Nebraska.
You know, Jerome Bettis, 6-time Pro Bowl selection, 6th on the all-time career rushing yardage list. You know, those are stats that work. Then yeah, he's going up against guys like Charles Haley. Yeah, he was involved in 5 Super Bowls, you know, with the 49ers and Cowboys.
Involved?
Well, he single-handedly won them?
He was a huge part of what happened.
I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm saying he was involved in those games. I'm not saying he won those games. That's why I worded it the way I did.
There's no single player that wins the game.
Right.
In football.
That's why I worded it the way I did. I wasn't taking anything away from him. You know, 5-time Pro Bowl selection. And I get that.
He's a dominating pass rusher. Dominating.
But on this list, to me, Strahan stands out.
And so does Haley.
And so does Jerome Bettis. Haley, to me, is a third.
Derek Brooks is. I think Derek Brooks makes it. I think Walter Jones makes it. I think Strahan makes it. I think Haley makes it. I think Brooks makes it. I think Jones makes it.
Well, but I'm saying if you're only allowed to pick two in this particular vote. So I was that's what I'm basing my vote.
Oh, if you're gonna just pick two, I'd pick either Strahan and Haley, or Brooks would be my third.
Brooks would not be my third.
Derek Brooks is a great middle linebacker, and the Tampa 2 was invented around him.
Haley would be my 3. Brooks would be my close 3.
I mean, heck, I picked Morton Anderson before I picked Bettis. He scored.
Oh, come on, Morton. Come on. Now, that's just wrong. Now you're just trying to get under my skin.
Yes, I am.
Listen, again, I'm not disrespecting Morton Anderson, okay?
I can't help it. That was good.
I'm not disrespecting Morton Anderson, but come on.
I think Walter Jones is going to make it.
No.
He's a dominant left tackle.
No. What, just because he was on the all 2000 decade team?
Look, I don't know what team they're on. I just know what I watched.
I'm going to Canton. I'm feeling it. I'm going to Canton this summer.
I may just go just to join Jack.
I'll have my terrible towel. And you know what? We may take a bus.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us today. Show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. What a great selection of brews, domestics, snacks. You have to make sure with your Super Bowl parties coming up, you are fully and completely stocked. Hot, fresh roasted peanuts, pickle bar, Brewers Outlet, they will take care of your Super Bowl party in style. And we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 to 15, Humbles Wharf. Let's see. We've been talking about Jerome Bettis in the Hall of Fame. Kevin went through a rather emotional rant, especially when they brought up the scoring machine, Morton Anderson. My goodness, that was awful. So let's go through the prop bets now. You got all the prop bets, right? So let's go through it. Okay, we'll keep a little scoreboard since Kevin's really into it. Why don't you keep a scoreboard? We'll check mark each side, and we'll do that. And if anybody wants an opinion on this, we'd like to hear it at 800-795-9565. So we'll keep a little scoreboard Monday. You know, this should be an area where you excel.
You would think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this should be an area where you excel because it has nothing to do with the actual game itself.
There, that's better.
What?
I said there, that's better. There, you had to throw a little jab in there, didn't you?
What? This is your area of expertise. Okay, you love the ridiculous to the sublime, so I might as well play your game.
I just find these funny more than anything else. I mean, the national anthem, I mean, let's face it. We've all talked about, can this national anthem please
look,
end?
You think a guy on cross-country skis with a gun is a cool sport, okay? Again, the ridiculous to the sublime.
It's not my favorite sport by any means. It's not even my favorite Olympic sport.
You jumped up and down and woke your wife up because of some curling stone that got near the target.
That's true. That's true. I do not deny that. It was a great story.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. And I'm sure that there are several people in Colorado and in Washington that put a D at the end of that word. All right, so.
It was a great. He threw a great stone.
Yeah, I'm sure it was fabulous. It was. Okay, so let's go through, because this is your wheelhouse, so let's end the week on your wheelhouse. Right. I will not go into any comfort level at all here.
All right. Will it snow during the game?
No.
No, I don't think so either. So let's see. We're both on no. Let's see. What will the temperature be at kickoff? The over-under is 34.
Oh, way over. It'll be, I think, 44 degrees.
Yeah, I'm taking the over on that one, too, because of the latest forecast. What will the lowest temperature be during the game? The over-under is 31.
I don't think it gets out of the 30s.
No, I don't think it's going to be below freezing until overnight. So I'm taking the over on that one as well. Will the power go out in the stadium during the game? Now, there's one we wouldn't have heard last year. I don't think that's going to happen again.
That's no issue. This is a newer stadium.
Odds are 25 to 1, though.
No, newer stadium, newer grid.
How long will it take Renee Fleming to sing the national anthem? Now, we talked about it earlier. It's 219.5. That's the latest line.
Under.
I want the over.
Of course you do.
There is no way that that's going to be under 219.
I want to go back to my original premise.
Yeah.
You sat there last year with a stopwatch to see if you would be right.
Yes, and I was. It starts from the first note that she sings.
Even Sean Carey is sitting in the back laughing heartily right now.
Are you kidding? He's as big a football fan. He's the one that texted me right after it happened and said, "Hey, you got that one."
Next.
Will she forget or omit at least one word of the national anthem?
No.
No, I don't think so either. Will she wear gloves when she starts singing the national anthem?
Opera singer, yes.
Yes. Let's see. Where she wore when she wore gloves when she starts singing. Oh, here you go. If she is wearing gloves, what color will they be? I knew you'd love that one.
There's black.
White, black, red, or any other color.
Black.
Yeah, I would have to go. I'm going to go with white on that one.
That's great. Well, she'll be wearing Christian Louboutins, red soles. No. No.
Will Moreno cry during the singing of the national anthem?
No.
I'm going to say no. I had to think about that one a little bit. The over-under on Peyton Manning saying Omaha at 27.5.
Considering it's an indicator on snap count, I'd say over.
Yeah, I'm taking the over on that one because I think the championship game was 31. I do know that for a fact to be 31. How many times will Archie Manning be shown during the game? 2.5 is the over-under there.
Over.
Yeah, I want the over. And I think this automatically goes, but how many times will Eli be shown during the game? The over-under there is 3.5.
Over.
You know, we're not disagreeing on too many of these.
Oh, we will, believe me.
What will be said more during the game? Reference the Denver Broncos' number one or best offense, or the reference to the Seahawks' number one or best defense?
Same.
Well, you can't pick the same. You have to pick one or the other.
Defense.
Now, see, I think it'll be the Broncos' offense that'll get discussed more. Which coach will be mentioned first by name after kickoff? Pete Carroll or John Fox?
Pete Carroll.
I'll take John Fox on that one.
He's more the identity of his team than John Fox.
Okay. Let's see. Who will be seen first on TV after kickoff? Aaron Andrews or Pam Oliver?
Based on the NFC Championship game.
And you're laughing at me for knowing how many times Peyton Manning said Omaha.
Based on the NFC Championship game, Aaron Andrews.
I think it'll be EA as well. Will Crabtree mention Sherman in a tweet during Super Bowl from kickoff until the final whistle, yes or no?
No.
No. How many times will the 12th man be said during the game? The over-under is 2.5.
Oh, God. Under.
Yeah, I want the under there, too. Let's see. I mean, there's a bunch of these. Will the announcer say the word marijuana during the game? I'm not even offering that one up for you. Will Bruno Mars be wearing a will he be wearing on his head? Or what will he be wearing on his head? A fedora, no hat, a fur hat. We'll skip that one. Let's see. Will any player receive...
Fedora.
Oh, come on. I would go with fedora, though, if I had the choice. I would. If I was picking that, I would go, here you go. This is a good one. All right? This is a real good one. These are, by the way, these are all legitimate prop bets. What color will the Gatorade or liquid be that's dumped on the head coach of the winning Super Bowl team? Will it be clear, orange, yellow, red, blue, or green?
Well, I'm picking Denver, so I'll say orange.
I would have to say yellow. I think that's the. I think that's usually the color of Gatorade that's used.
My head's throbbing.
I mean, I'm still scrolling here, and I haven't even gone through half of these. I'm trying to find, and then we haven't even talked about player prop bets yet.
This is your wheelhouse. This is where the game takes place. I'm like big on like the game. You're like big on, you know, everything but the game.
Longest successful field goal in the game.
48 yards.
Well, the over-under, the over-under is 44 and a half, so you want the over.
Yes.
I'm going to take the under. And then there's a bunch of player props. Again, you can see all of these, and some of them are extremely ridiculous, online at stevejonesshow.com. Odds to win Super Bowl MVP?
Well, Peyton Manning.
6-5 Peyton Manning. 15-4 Russell Wilson right now. 9-2 Marshawn Lynch.
I see.
What is the longest odds? Michael Bennett, Zach Miller, mm-hmm. the tight end.
Yeah.
Rogers Cromartie. Those are 100-1.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let's see. Oh, here you go. This is the ultimate. Which will be higher, gold medals in the U.S. in the Sochi Olympics or the first half points by the Broncos?
Broncos.
I would take the Broncos there as well. So there you go. Yeah. That's just well, a handful.
But they have others, though. One of the intriguing ones, will Peyton Manning have more than 298 yards passing?
Well, those are the player-oriented ones, yeah.
Well, yeah, let's go through some of those. Come on. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you're big on individual players. It's not really a team game, do you,
no,
Jerome Bettis? Jerome Bettis?
If the Broncos win, will Peyton Manning retire before game one of the 2014 regular season?
No.
Will Peyton Manning throw pick six?
No.
Will Richard Sherman receive a taunting penalty in the game?
No.
Will he receive an unnecessary roughness penalty in the game?
No.
A pass interference penalty in the game?
Yes.
Will he have an interception?
Could, yeah. I would say he'll have a pick.
Yeah, I would say that's actually the favorite there. You picked all the favorites, by the way. Will Sherman be interviewed on the field after the game on Fox?
Yes.
That's actually a split down the middle right now.
Well, I'm picking the Broncos, so I'll say no. Since I'm picking them, they're going to interview him on the field if they lose.
Let's see. Well, this is a horrible one. Will Percy Harvin be injured in the game?
No.
He must be injured and reported by broadcasters and not returned to the game.
Actually, one of the bets on him was would he have more than 46 yards receiving, I believe.
Will Wes Welker drop a pass? Russell Wilson's total yards, by the way, that's another one. Total passing yards.
He will pass in the game for 250 minimum.
The line is 199.5. I would take the over on that one too. I think that's a
250.
Low number.
I also think Manning will pass for over 300 in the game. I think they said 298. I'm going to say over 300. The reason being is that Seattle is really good against the run. And I think there's going to come a point where Denver goes five wide, and they're going to use short, quick pass plays that would double his running plays.
Total touchdown passes by Peyton Manning.
Two.
I'm going to go three. And right now, the odds are actually four. No, yeah, I'm two. Sorry, three. Three are the two. Odds on favor right now.
Two.
Let's see. What will he do first, throw a touchdown or an interception?
Touchdown.
Then you can side bet on the total rushing yards for Moreno, under, over 65.5.
Under.
Do the same thing for Thomas. And then you can do Welker. Thomas is over under, by the way, is 75.5. And then you have Welker, Decker, and Thomas receiving yards, and they're all right around 57 yards for the over under.
Okay.
First player to score a touchdown in the game.
Demaryius Thomas.
He's a 9-1 right now. He's a 9-1. No touchdown scored in the game is 66-1.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and that's about it. You know, that, like I said, there's the whole list is there. You can check out the whole list. But
coin,
those are some
coin
of the fun
toss.
Ones. Well, yeah, I mean, those are the automatic ones. You know, total yards. You know, these are the more unique prop bets.
Well, I can't wait to see the prop bets in the Olympics. How many targets will be missed in biathlon?
The weirdest one is, will the announcers use the word marijuana during the game? How in the world would that have gotten into the Super Bowl is what I want to know.
Well, is that during the game or the pregame show?
During the game.
During the game, no.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
No, during the game, no. Pregame show, considering the commissioner had a long talk about it today in the State of the League, it will make the pregame show, which I won't watch. So, you hate the fact that I watch that.
No, even listen. If I'm not a fan of either of the teams, if I'm not a in the Super Bowl, the pregame shows are.
If the Steelers are playing in the pregame, do you watch every minute of it?
I'm watching almost the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. I've done that. As soon as noon hits.
My team's been the Giants over the years since I was very young, and they've been in five of these. I can tell you in no uncertain terms that in all five games, not once I watched the pregame show.
No, I watched every minute. Unfortunately, I've tried to forget that Super Bowl since, but.
Oh, the Green Bay one.
Yeah.
That's the only Super Bowl I picked against the Steelers, and I picked Green Bay to win that. I just thought Aaron Rodgers was too good. Sorry.
So there's only a couple. I mean, the only thing we really disagreed on in the prop bets were what color gloves that the national anthem singer is going to wear.
And finally, will Jerome Bettis make it into the Hall of Fame?
You know how if it's gonna this is the year for it to happen. I really believe that, and I also believe, both with my heart and my head, that he should be there.
Okay. Unfortunately for you, I vote no. He's not going to make it.
I would not be surprised if he doesn't. I'm hoping that's not the case.
And it's not that's not out of, you know, I'm not just trying to turn the knife in you or anything like that. I don't know. I just don't. After talking to some people there on Tuesday, I got a different impression.
You're right. The focus is on yards per carry. The focus isn't on the whole picture.
Well, but see, that is part of his problem, though. Part of his problem is yards per carry, and he was not a very good receiver. In other words, you take a look at a guy like, let's take Marshall Faulk. You mentioned LaDainian Tomlinson. Mm-hmm. Falk's in. Tomlinson is eligible in 2017. Okay? They not only had, you know, a lot of yards right in Bettis' neighborhood, but they were better receivers. They were part of the pass game on an every down basis. I mean, they were good. I mean, Emmitt Smith was a good receiver. Walter Payton was a good receiver. You know, Barry Sanders was a good receiver. I mean, on and on you go with these guys that in today's game, where you can pick up a lot of yards as being a receiver. He wasn't that. See, that's the bad. I think that he's got two big problems that work against him. Okay. He's got one big thing that works for him. There are two things that work for him. All right. The number of yards he gained, and he is a dominant personality. Those are two big things that work for him. Now, what works against him? 3.9 yards a carry is really considered mediocre. in any season. Now, to do it with the number of carries he had, we could talk and debate that. But if a guy is at 3.9 yards per carry in a season, we don't really stand there and say, gee, he had a good year. Number two, in a game where the pass game is so important and the running back has become so important in the pass game, he was not an important part of the pass game.
What's Curtis Martin's yards per carry? Because he had more carries than Bettis, a few more carries, and probably about maybe 600 or 700 yards. It can't be too far apart.
In terms of yards per carry, I think it was like 4.2.
Yeah, I was thinking 4.1, 4.2.
But if a guy has 4.2 yards per carry, people feel like he had a good year. If they see 3.9 yards a carry, they don't feel like he had a good year. Curtis Martin was 4 even.
Okay, so he was 4 even. When you look at all-time rushing, and here's where I make my argument.
I would not have voted Curtis Martin in.
Well, if you look at all-time rushing leaders, Emmitt Smith at number 1 has more carries. Walter Payton, number 2, has more carries. Curtis Martin, number 4, has more carries. Barry Sanders, and I'm not saying that Jerome Bettis is better than Barry Sanders, don't get me wrong. I'm saying right. Barry Sanders carried the ball less times, and so did LT, carried the ball less times.
Barry Sanders would be picked by every single person the planet.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. It wouldn't even be close.
Absolutely. I just think you can't look at yards per carry. You have to look at the big picture.
But didn't I just look at the big picture?
Yeah, but how many of these guys...
Okay, didn't I just look at the big picture as to what he could and couldn't do in his career?
But how many of these guys were built to be a yardage back and not built to be a power back? The guy got 13,000-plus yards as a power back. That's the difference. Power backs aren't supposed to average 4 yards a carry. They're supposed to average 2 yards a cloud of dust and get you in the end zone and short yardage situations. That's the thing that I think gets lost.
Well, up to a point. He only had 200 receptions in his career. I mean, on the nose. You take a guy like Curtis Martin, he had 484. Okay, he had an additional 2,000 to 2,500 more yards from scrimmage.
Well, hopefully I'll be happy come tomorrow.
I can see the text now. I got the text. I get the text every year.
This is a travesty.
We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Well, I think we've decided that Morton Anderson's more worthy.
27-17 Broncos. That's all I'm going to say. I'm done. Morton Anderson.
24-20, Broncos. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. From the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Next week, we start talking a lot at the end of the week about the Olympics.